Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. I know it's been a long time, family, but I mean it when I tell y'all. It's good to talk to y'all, family. You gotta excuse me this time. I got this black and mild going now. I feel out of my mind for talking to y'all this time. And normally I don't. The only reason I feel out of my mind this time is because I look at this clock and it is 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, family, it was a long day. And I didn't get a chance to talk to y'all to the end of the day. But nonetheless, I still wanted to talk to y'all. So this one might be a little late. This one might pop up in the morning for you. Apologize, because sometimes you gotta pause and excuse my lateness for my greatness. It is what it is sometimes. We're not gonna talk about it. So I'm gonna get right to it this time, family. It's not really been too much on my mind lately. I'm very blessed in my life sometimes, and I'm grateful for the things that I've learned to see, experience. I got the car on right now, like I got the air conditioner running, and I really don't. So it's the things sometimes, it's the little things I told y'all before. And because I started really focusing and paying attention on little things, man, I really do get a chance to experience and watch people grow sometimes. Because I told y'all before, I also like to get to know people. I like to learn people, man. So I always talk about the job. It's always the job. I know. Right now it's always the job. Listen, if you can listen to all these podcasts now about me talking about the job and me talking about life right now, when everything starts going right, you're going to hear some amazing stories. Like, and you're going to be able to understand, damn, this is where it came from, too. Now, I cannot wait to go back and hear my growth over the years. And even when it does come to the job, I'm grateful for the lessons I learned sometimes, even if it is with the bullshit I go through. So I'm going to tell y'all a story of a very, 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 very peculiar, crazy ass. I was going to say, you know what I was going to say, and I don't even want to say it. I want to keep it a little bit cleaner than that. A very, 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 very interesting, crazy ass individual. Now, What are we gonna call him? Cause I don't want to just put the boy out there like that. Fuck it, I'm gonna put the boy out there. So I got to know Tristan back when he first started working there, man. And it's a shout out to my nigga, man. They let another one of my niggas go. You know, to tell y'all the truth, I'm thankful for the person I am now, and I'm thankful for the people I know and all the connections I continue to make to this day. But especially going back to the same prison every day, I don't want to see anybody lose their job. But because of the bullshit that we go through, and we all know it, it's like, fuck. But at least you ain't got to break your back no more. And you get to take that breath for a second. At least you ain't got to break your back no more. You ain't got to put in this work, man. There are better things. There are bigger and better opportunities that you can do in your life. Much bigger, much better opportunities that you can do in your life. But it is your choice. It is your choice to do that. It is your choice to get there and be better. And I believe in every last one of my niggas, man. I do. I do. Maybe that's a fault I have in life. I believe in my niggas. So, when they let one of my niggas go, I always believe you're going to land on your feet. I always believe. I always believe you're going to get that hustle going. You're going to land on your feet. It's going to happen. It might not happen right now. You know what I'm saying? You're going to deal with the fuckery. And you're going to deal with the pain and all that shit, man. But, and yeah, I said it. Oh, well. You're going to deal with it. But, and the flip side of it always is, well, Vince, you ain't went through it yet. You still going there, you know what I'm saying? You ain't been let go from there yet and all that shit. You know, knock on wood, but it's like, right. But I know exactly how I'm going to feel. Listen, I like my shit. I do my shit now because I'm good at it. I am a great employee, I told y'all, and it makes me sick to this day. So, I like what I do. I like the people, my nigga. I don't like what I do. But I like the feeling I'ma have when them niggas tell me to stop doing it. And that's just what it is. Like, you get a chance to take that breeze. Like, at least I ain't gotta break your back. Hey, man, as low as we live for the weekend right now, get a chance to breathe. But when you know that the next day, I know some bullshit then went down. And I done felt the experience of being fired before. I didn't. Shit. Y'all just heard. And that's funny as shit. Y'all just heard a commercial from my old employer. Fired. Why? My hustle wasn't like that. I was very nice to people back then. I'm still nice to people to this day. But to understand, sometimes when you hustle, man, when you sold cars back then, I'm going a little tangent real fast. When you sold cars and shit, man. Sometimes you gotta hustle people. Hey, man. Selling cars is pimping. It's selling. That's what it is. And the car sell itself. So you come on the car lot, you know it's on the car lot. Everybody go, well, I'm just looking. Yeah, but you thought about a car. So now I gotta sell you this car. If I gotta take you from nothing to buying the car, then that's what I gotta be able to do. And now, I can do that. Back then, nah, wasn't really my standpoint. Now, so, backup plans. Wink, wink. So, you get a chance to experience that I'm not going to break my back no more. And I'm happy for my niggas because they ain't got to do that. I always believe that they're going to land right on their feet. That they're going to land in whatever field that they're going to do next, whatever life takes them. And I hope again that it's better than this shit. And that's real. So, my nigga Tristan, when I met Tristan, let me tell you something. When this motherfucker first got there, he was the wildest, weirdest character you've ever seen in your life, bro. Like, and y'all know me. I like to let you be you. I want to see who you are, sir. Really, as an individual. Not to judge you. I want you to be comfortable. Who are you, sir? And I witnessed this motherfucker climb in a... Y'all have seen 18-wheeler trailers before? All right. Now, I want you to put... I want to say a cart, but you think a grocery cart when I say that. I'm not saying a grocery cart. But if you were to put a metal cart in there and watch, if open a cage and unleash a spider monkey, right? I've never seen a flexible white boy just want to climb shit
and bend around shit and just sit under shit. Man, that nigga was wild, bro. Oh, man. When Tristan first got that, Tristan was wild in a motherfucker, man. And it was hilarious to me, right? Because the person I am, I'm a funny motherfucker. So this nigga doing shit, but I'm a funny motherfucker and talking to you. When I'm at work, I just want to work and go home. But this nigga climbing on shit, and I'm cracking the fuck up because I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And he's just, imagine, I want y'all to imagine a 8 foot tall dresser. That's going to be, you know what? And imagine a monkey on top of the dresser laying there looking at you. What the fuck is, why are you there? Like that nigga, when he would climb on totes. He would climb on pallets. That motherfucker, but I'm telling you, in the type of person he was though, because he was hilarious. And he know, he would talk shit, his shit talk. It was some sentences that Tristan would say to you that would make you want to fight him. He should have got hit in the face a lot while he was there. And that's not, I love the boy to death. I respect the boy, but he should have got knocked the fuck out a couple times. And niggas know it, because he would come in the trailer and like he would say some shit that would be so disrespectful to you, but in the world of his world, that's just him talking shit. But oh, that's some real disrespect. He playing with you, right? Because if you were to imagine. Let's see, would you Tristan looks like his name should have been Chad. Oh shit, bro. So I just had to say that shit real quick. Old college dropout beard ass nigga. Like he blonde beard white boy. Yeah. Climbing shit. Oh, can you imagine a blonde bearded white boy climbing shit? Just and looking at you, cracking the fuck up. Cracking the fuck up. Long hair and flip the hair on your ass. Flip the hair on your ass in a minute. Nigga, oh man. We would be fucking dying in that truck, bro. When Tristan first got there and shit, and when he was learning his rhythm and when he was moving and grooving and shit. To let him be free and to learn like he did, that boy got good. Because that motherfucker, when he rock with you, he rock with you. That motherfucker was climbing pallets for a nigga. I'm talking 8 foot tall, 9 foot tall pallets just to find some shit. Oh yeah, be leaned up on that motherfucker, man. No bullshit. Oh yeah, he work hard for you. Because I'd be damned if I'm going to do it. I ain't climbing no fucking pallet. What you need me to take out the truck? I ain't climbing shit. Fuck you. I'm not doing it. Y'all don't pay me enough to climb. I'm too big for all that shit. Kiss my ass. I don't give a fuck. Niggas say, oh, Vince, you losing weight. Cool. I ain't still ain't climbing no fucking pallet. Y'all niggas tripping. Niggas climb fucking carts and shit. Nigga, most I might do is step on two totes. Y'all can kiss my ass. Mm-mm. Not happening. But climbing, jumping, when that boy had freedom, he had freedom, bro. But in the process of him having his freedom, what it did was allow his mind to take in the information that he needed to actually learn and to work and to grow, right? So the boy became a good ass worker, man. Wild, and then, you know, over time, as McLean just becomes McLean and life keeps going, you know what I'm saying? The boy calmed down and shit. Still wild. Still would say some shit to you, but the boy was good working, man. And they let one of my niggas go, bro. Over some bullshit. Over some bullshit, bro. My nigga Tristan. I will say this, and a lot of motherfuckers, right, don't really rock with him. When Trevor was there, and y'all remember Trevor, him and Trevor was best friends. Them two, I I can't do shit but laugh when I think about them two niggas together, because they was the most foolish bunch. I want y'all to go watch Fanboy and Chum Chum, and that's who they are. In the real life, Fanboy and Chum Chum. And they would, like, but imagine goofier shit in real life. Like, it stretch out to, man, these niggas were hilarious, man. Just doing goofy shit. And then when they talk shit to each other, when these niggas had speakers at the same time, I had the trucks jumping, dog. Had the trucks jumping. Now, don't get me wrong, some of the songs they played still made you want to hit them in the jaw. But when they had that motherfucker booming, they had it booming, dog. Oh, man. Good-ass times in that motherfucker, man. We had great times. So, I will say this one. Shout out to my nigga Tristan. I respect you, dog. I do. I love you. I appreciate you, bro. You are the most unlikely motherfucker that I have ever thought I would meet in my life. You crazy son of a bitch. But let my nigga go, man. Because y'all know, when I rock with motherfuckers, you know, I do. I rock with motherfuckers. And even as Tristan calmed down, we stayed cool. Like, he would still be, you know what I'm saying, sliding over to the truck. You know what I'm saying? He'd come over, talk to a nigga. We talk about real shit. We talk about life. I've had some very introspective conversations about that, man. Very introspective conversations with boy. Boy had a brain. Boy was intelligent. Crazy as fuck. Crazy as all fuck. But the boy was intelligent. I'm telling you, man. They let a good one go. They let a good one go. Oh, man. So, fam, that's the only thing that's been on my mind, man. No, boo, that's the only thing that's been on my mind, fam. I had to do a shout-out to my nigga, man, because work been bullshit. We all been sweating, working. And I'm telling you, the thing about it, it makes the atmosphere more mundane, if you will. Because a lot of, at least for me, you know, some people still have the same lively worlds they have. Don't get me wrong. When I speak from my perspective. So it makes the world of McClane a little more mundane. Because all the characters I knew just ain't dead. Now, I will say this. To always meet new people is another blessing that I have in life. But the motherfuckers that aren't there no more, man, you miss the atmosphere and the vibe. You miss it. So to all my niggas that they have let go, and even as I continue to be, fuck, I don't want to say it, because work just make me sick. That's why I'm just good at it. Like, I don't want to do this shit. So it's like, I don't want to do it. So I'm great at it. So I don't have to think about doing it. I'm like, it's just easy. Not the point. So as I continue to be the fucking excellent employee that I am, sick shit. You know, hate seeing my niggas go, bro. I know it sounded like I was crying at that point. I had to breathe real fast. Like, everybody waiting for a tear. I don't understand. Like, y'all niggas swap. Anyways, love y'all, family. Appreciate y'all tuning in, family. We still going. We still rolling. We still moving. Hey, man, I really got to go to sleep, family. I have some driving to do tomorrow. And my ass is still up. Even even the radio is saying take your ass. Like, the radio was clear. I was like, just damn, that's some cold shit. Anyways, love y'all, family. Appreciate y'all, man. We be back next Thursday, man. Can't wait to talk to y'all again. Y'all be safe out there. I hope everything goes well. I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.